You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show comes to you one day after the New York Giants suffered a disappointing and difficult loss to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. You know, I think about this game and I think, I'm as disappointed after the result of Sunday's game as I think I have been in the year and a half that Pat Shurmur has been head coach of the New York Giants. This game was a game that the Giants should have, could have, and needed to win. Yes, they're a developing team. Yes, they're a rebuilding team. But this is a game where they had every advantage. They had a week and a half to prepare. They had Arizona coming across the country for a 1 o'clock game, which is historically very difficult for NFL teams. They were the favored team in this game. They had Saquon Barkley and Evan Engram, you know, returning to the lineup. They had everything in their favor. They had every reason to believe that they would win this football game. And you look up at, you know, basically the end of the first quarter and they're behind 17-0. It was a very, very poor effort by the Giants in so many ways. We can criticize the coaching of Pat Shurmur justifiably, I think, the decision-making at the end of the first half, the decision-making in the last 4.5 minutes of the game, the lack of proper usage of Evan Engram. Some of those kinds of things. You have an Arizona team that has struggled to cover the tight end, and you only get the ball to Engram, or you only try to get the ball to him 5 times. We've debated in several other formats at Big Blue View the decision making at the end of the game. I think that Pat Shurmur's handling of the last 4.5 minutes of the game was awful, and his explanation for it was just as bad. We look at the defensive performance, and the disturbing thing was the Giants admitting after the game that really they were surprised by what they saw from Arizona, that they weren't really ready for some of the things that the Cardinals did at the beginning of the game. And that's disturbing because, as I said, they had a week and a half to prepare. So what were they preparing for? It bothered me when I think back on it. Arizona had a very run-heavy game plan. Yes, there were some wrinkles in the way that they ran the ball. There were some tap passes that are really considered passing plays. You know, there were some interesting wrinkles in the way that they ran the football. And yet the Giants spent the entire game with Arizona trying to run the ball. They spent the entire game with 2 defensive tackles on the field instead of their normal 3-man line. They played extra defensive backs. They played a pass-heavy, pass-expectant defense while Arizona was simply turning around and handing the ball to Chase Edmonds. And that was incredibly bothersome to me. There were fundamental mistakes. There were blocking assignment errors. There was all kinds of pressure on Daniel Jones. There were issues that Jones had as well, things that have to be bothersome. Indecisiveness. Inability to protect the football when the pocket is collapsing. Those are things we've seen repeatedly from Jones. things that have to get better for him to continue to progress as an NFL quarterback. You cross your fingers and hope that those kinds of things simply aren't things that we're going to see throughout Jones's career. You have to hope that they'll get better, that they'll improve with time and experience. Otherwise his development is not going to be, you know, what we all hope that it will be. So, all sorts of problems. I'm as disappointed after this game as I've been in a Giants performance for quite some time. Anyway, let's do this, Giants fans. Let's take a quick break at this point for a word from our sponsors. When we come back, I will talk to Patricia Traina as we continue trying to break down and make sense of what happened to your New York Giants on Sunday.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Okay, Giants fans, I'm joined now by Patricia Traina of the Giants Maven and the host of the Locked On Giants podcast on the Locked On Network. Patty, lots to get to after what I can only describe as a debacle Sunday at MetLife Stadium.
A disappointing loss, Ed. I mean, the Giants had 10 days to prepare for this Cardinals team. They had every advantage going in, and everything from the lack of fundamentals being executed to some of the play call decisions. I walked out of the stadium last night, and I was shaking my head, and I said, look, I got to sleep on this, because if I sit down and write anything, I'm going to regret it in the morning. And even after sleeping on it, I just still can't believe what I saw.
Oh, I agree with you, Patty. I had a 2.5-hour ride home last night to think about a lot of that. And I wake up this morning, and I have been a supporter of Pat Shurmur for a year and a half. I look at it, and I think there's some good work that's been done. I think Shurmur's going to be the Giants head coach throughout the rest of this year, throughout next season, as well as the Giants try to develop Daniel Jones and get this thing turned around. But watching some of the decision-making last night, knowing that it's not the first time we've kind of scratched our heads at what Pat was thinking, I wake up today thinking for the first time, really wondering if the Giants have the right coach for the long term.
That's a tough one to answer, Ed. I mean, you know, look, the Giants, I think, are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place here. They needed to get a new quarterback in, which they did in Daniel Jones. And, you know, despite his struggles, the young man, I think, has a very bright future. Now, with that said, they have now tied themselves to Pat Shurmur because, you know, Shurmur came in as having a reputation of being, proficient in developing quarterbacks. You know, they saw what he did with Case Keenum out in Minnesota, and you know, that certainly appealed to them. But with that said, now, because you're just putting Jones in now, I think to change a head coach at this point, especially when that head coach is so tied in and so involved with your next franchise quarterback's development, I think that would be detrimental. So like you, I agree that Shurmur is going to finish out this year. He's probably going to be back next year. But if they don't start turning things around next year, then I could see them considering a change.
I do think you're right. I think that's how this is all going to play out, Patty. And I think that what it all ties to, what it all comes back to, is Daniel Jones. The development of Daniel Jones. Does he develop into the franchise quarterback that his preseason and his first couple of games hinted that he could be? Or does his development sort of stall, which is kind of what we've seen the last couple of games? Does it stall over the issues of sort of indecision and ball security? And for me, you know, you get beyond the coaching decisions and the handling of the last 4.5 minutes and whatever was going on with the Giants defense. The biggest overriding issue for me at this point has to be Daniel Jones and ball security and some of his indecision, you know, behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, that for me is, you're going to see that. You're going to see problems at times with a rookie quarterback, but you want to see those things get better. And do you agree with me that right now we're not seeing progress from Jones?
I agree. And it goes back to, how is this young man being prepared every week? Now, we hear how he doesn't make the same mistake twice. We hear how it's a, you know, growing pains, how it's a process. And nobody's going to expect him to, I guess, to come in and be, you know, the next Tom Brady overnight. But with that said, Ed, you look around the league and you have to wonder, how is it that Gardner Minshew down in Jacksonville is doing it? How is it that, you know, some of these other rookie quarterbacks are doing it? And you have to wonder, what are they doing in these other places that the Giants aren't doing to get these guys ready?
I don't know, Patty. I really don't. I wish I did, but I guess the problem that we see is, if you go back to Jones and you look at his scouting report, one of the issues was indecision, holding the ball too long, maybe when they got away from the quick game kind of concepts. And I guess the concern right now is, through 5 games, we're seeing the same kind of thing. The more we see him play, the more we see him be a little bit indecisive, the more we see him hold the ball too long, the more we see him a little bit loose with the ball in the pocket. And you have to hope those things get better, but you're just not seeing signs of it.
Yeah, I mean, are they giving him too much to do too soon? I mean, there's any number of reasons why this kid could be struggling, but, you know, you're right, Ed. I think what it boils down to is you have to go back to what he can do well, and let him build up that confidence, and not just for one game, but just maybe for a couple games. Now, maybe that limits you a little bit offensively, but, you know, confidence, building up confidence over the long term is indeed a long-term process. And I just don't know what the answer is. You know, I know the kid studies. I know he prepares. He's not lazy. I haven't had anybody tell me that, you know, he comes in and twiddles his thumb all day. But I just, what's happening, I think, is teams are, they're showing different, more complex looks. And I just wonder how much is he being prepared for that? And in what way is he being prepared for that? Is it mostly film? You know, are they going back and looking at historical things? Like, I'll point back to the New England game for a moment. Bill Belichick is historically known for messing with rookie quarterbacks, you know, being very complex with his schemes and whatnot. And I would have to wonder, did they go back and maybe look at some tape from other rookie quarterbacks that they played against and use that as a teaching tool, or did they just stick with the last 2 weeks worth of film?
I don't know, Patty, but lots and lots of concerns. And for me, you know, another concern, I think both offensively and defensively, we saw so many fundamental breakdowns on Sunday. Michael Thomas referred to guys not tackling well on defense, guys not, you know, not playing their gap responsibilities, guys not properly setting the edge. We saw in pass protection, we saw not only, you know, Nate Solder and Mike Remmers struggle on the edge, we saw Saquon Barkley in one particular case look at Chandler Jones coming up the middle and run and go block somebody else while Jones was, you know, while Jones was getting ready to hit Daniel Jones. So we saw mistakes in blocking assignments. We saw bad penalties, a holding penalty that cost the Giants a 32-yard run. We saw drops on open passes. The fundamental issues, you know, bothered me as much as almost anything else, because when you're looking for signs of progress, you know, those are signs of going backwards to me.
Yeah, I agree, Ed, and that's something I wrote in my takeaways. The team, the players, the coaches, they always talk about the fundamentals. Now, as people probably know, the media is not allowed to watch practice during the season. We only get to see like the first, 20 minutes, which is basically the warm-ups and maybe some individual drills and whatnot. But I have to wonder, what are they doing to address these fundamentals? Or are they at a point now in the season where, okay, we don't maybe have as much time because we're limited with how much practice time we have, so we've got to get right into what it is we are doing, you know, for that week's game plan. But I have to also think, Ed, that even if that were the case, there are opportunities to address fundamentals, such as, you know, getting off a block, such as, you know, taking a proper angle or making a proper read or you know, catching the ball, for heaven's sakes. So I just don't know what they are doing there, but I do know that whatever it is they are doing or not doing, the results the last couple of weeks have just been not very good. And that's a concern for me, because if you don't match and you know, clean up the fundamentals and play those well, you're not going to give yourself much of a chance to win.
Very true, Patty. You know, Mark Schofield, who both you and I know really well, when we talk about quarterbacks, he always says development isn't linear. You know, it doesn't go up every single week. It doesn't go down every single week. I think that's true of an entire roster. But do you agree with me that this year, through six games, I wasn't bothered by a 2-4 record? I wasn't really bothered by anything that happened, you know, through the six games, because you look at it and you can say they're rebuilding, if you want to use that word, and they're pretty much where they should have been, especially with Barkley hurt, with Golden Tate missing games, with Sterling Shepard hurt, with Evan Engram missing time. But I just come away from Sunday, for me, for the first time, being really, really bothered by what I saw. You agree with that assessment as well, or?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to see progress. You know, the record, let's throw the record out for a moment here. I mean, because let's face it, who out there really thought that, you know, maybe the Giants would have a shot at the playoffs? I mean, I thought maybe 8-8, 9-6, or 9-7, rather. You know, I thought they would be better in terms of wins from last year. I'll go on record as saying that, but I never thought that they would challenge for a Super Bowl. I didn't think, you know, even if they made it to the playoffs somehow, that they would go very far. I figured maybe one and done. But, yeah, you want to see progress. And with, you know, look, they call it growing pains for a reason. Growing as in you're maturing, you're getting better. But at the same time, you're having a few pains along the way. We saw a lot of pains, but we saw a lot of regression as opposed to growth. And that is a concern.
Yes, it is, Patty, and now we await the Giants playing the Detroit Lions next weekend. As always, I thank you for spending some time with me. Giants fans, we thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.